as you choose to empower yourself. The part of you that you challenge, the temptation that you challenge, will surface again and again. Each time that you challenge it, you gain power, and it loses power. For example, if you challenge an addiction to alcohol, and you are drawn 12 times that very day to have a drink, challenge that energy each time. If you look upon each recurrence of attraction as a setback, or as an indication that your intention is not working, you choose the path of learning through fear and doubt. If you look upon each recurrence as an opportunity that is offered to you in response to your intention, to release your inadequacy and to acquire power over it, you choose the path of learning through wisdom, for that is what it is. The first time that you challenge your addiction, and the second, and the third, you may not feel that anything has been accomplished. Do you think that authentic power can be had so easily? As you hold to your intention, and as you choose again and again and again to become whole, you accumulate power. The addiction that you thought could not be challenged will lose its power over you. Look at yourself as someone who is reaching for healing, and at the complexity of what needs to be healed. Do not think that you exist alone without other human beings of equal complexity. All that the human experience is about is the journey toward wholeness. Therefore, you can look at each individual and rest assured that they are not whole. They are in process. Were they whole, they would not be physical upon our plane. In other words, you have the company of billions of souls. When you have worked hard, take the time to appreciate what you have done. Do not always look at the distance that you have yet to travel. Join your non-physical teachers and guides in applauding what you have accomplished. This does not mean to relapse into your addiction. It means allowing yourself to rest when you need it, to recognize when you become exhausted, and to give yourself the grace of knowing that even the best of us get tired.